It's RX Radio's new music feature, and we just had a listen there to Believe from MRB and Robin X. Robin X is a 20-year-old singer, songwriter, and musician based in Cape Town. She started writing music at the age of 16 by putting her feelings onto paper, and from the paper into melodies. Her debut single, Believe, was released last month on the 3rd of August, a song that was written by the singer and then produced by MRB. It's based on Robin's perspective and belief about love and was inspired by a loved one who she cares very much about. Robin, thank you so much for joining us today and welcome to RX Radio Breakfast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Is there anything that was left out in the introduction or that you'd like to add?
No, everything was perfectly said. Thank you so much, Alex.
So we just had a listen to Believe and we're going to listen to it again after the interview, but could you tell us a little bit more about your debut single Believe and what it's all about?
Okay, so basically, I think you've said it all, but I'll just add on. Believe is a love song. I think I like to call it a pure love song. That was inspired by someone that's really close to my heart. It is based on my perspective and belief about love and how I've basically come to believe in it because of one person. I think that sums it all up.
And I mentioned a bit earlier on, before we had a listen to the track for the first time, that you haven't actually met the producer MRB while collaborating on the song. So what was that experience like working with him?
I think Brandon and I clicked immediately after he had messaged me. Brandon is a very hardworking person. He's very much goal-driven, extremely serious about his music, and I think that I like that a lot about him. I think that's one of the reasons why I was so drawn to him. And working with him for almost, I think, 2 years now has been very pleasant. Nothing has been a drag. Nothing has been delayed. Everything he says has been done, and I think I salute him for that. Yeah.
Awesome. And then can you give us some insight into your songwriting process and how it is that you produce such incredible music?
I'm happy that you're asking this question. I've told quite a few people already that my songwriting process is very much slow in the sense that it's not my strong point. I think I will always have the desire to be like some artists who find writing extremely easy, where they can go into studio and spend 10 to 20 minutes writing a song. But as for me, it would take 3 to a week long. I think I need to be in a certain headspace in order to write a perfect song. I need to channel my emotions because obviously everything I want to sing needs to be real. It needs to be raw. So I think personally it's unique. Not being able to just write the song within 5 minutes even. You get some artists that are capable of that. It's just something that I need to keep on practicing, because as time goes by, I feel like I'll just better that area.
And now, obviously, the song that you released was released during COVID-19 and during the pandemic. So what impact has the COVID-19 pandemic had on your music career?
I think not being a full-time artist, that is the end goal, to be a full-time artist. So I think COVID-19, the only thing COVID-19 really took away from me in terms of music is the fact that I couldn't gig out anymore. I couldn't play at, hotels, restaurants, wherever I would normally gig. Other than that, I don't think I had it bad as any other full-time artist would have had it. During COVID, I still had the ability to write music. I still even had the ability to release my debut single, Believe, and I'm grateful for that. COVID doesn't really have anything on my music career. I'm still pushing. I'm still doing what I need to do. Yes.
And what future plans do you have for your music? Because it seems like you're just going to keep going and this is the beginning.
Yes, this is definitely the beginning, and I'm extremely excited. I don't know if Brandon might kill me for mentioning this, but we are in the process of working on an EP that I plan on releasing next year. Like I said, COVID has nothing on me. I'm still busy writing, still pushing towards releasing music for my fans, continuing making the magic for them. So the plan is just to release an EP later. After that, release an album, and just keep on releasing music, basically. Yes, the dream won't die.
And then, obviously, RX Radio is a radio station for the children and patients at Red Cross. So for children who want to be musicians, what words of encouragement would you give them?
I'd say you're never too young to chase your dreams. I mean, a lot of people tend to ask me, at what age did you start singing? At what age did you start playing the drums, the guitar, the piano? And I can't answer them because I was at such a young age already. And so you're never too young to chase your dreams. Pursue your dreams. Don't wait for anybody to tell you what to do. Don't let anybody kill your dreams for that matter. So just push, push for what's yours. And make sure you're doing what you love, because then you'll never feel like you're working a day in your life.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Robin. Just before I let you go and we have a listen to Believe once more, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think I've mentioned and said everything I needed to. It was amazing being on your show today. Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
Great. Thank you for joining us today, Robin. It's been great having you on. Bye-bye.
Bye.